The wind and waved whip St. Petersburg waterfront formed the backdrop for what amounted to a plea for more research into how marine life in the Gulf has been affected by the spill and how to prevent it from happening again. There were politicians of all stripes.
I mean it when I say it's not a partisan issue.
New Congressman David Jolly, a Republican, says he's keeping his campaign promise to keep an eye on future drilling in the Gulf.
And there's no reason in today's political environment why one side of the aisle should listen to experts only from one side of the aisle and the other should only listen to experts from the other side of the aisle. It's about getting the issue right. And for our community and our state, it's about making sure that we protect our Gulf waters and we ensure this never happens again.
There were more politicians like Democratic St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman.
Let's remember the marine science life that has suffered because of the oil spill and the subsequent dispersants, and that will continue to suffer well into the future. Let's remember the negative impact that this spill has had on our Gulf Coast economy.
And there were activists like David White with the National Wildlife Federation. White says a report just published by his group traces oil from the spill in every level of the food chain, from tiny plankton to whales. He says oil has been found in the embryos of white pelicans in Minnesota, where they nest after spending their winters in the Gulf.
We know that this is not over by any means. The impacts of the Exxon Valdez didn't show up until years after the oil spill was over and it's allegedly cleaned up. And we need to remain focused on the science and what it tells us about restoring the Gulf.
Nearly 2 million gallons of Corexit were used to disperse the oil droplets through the water column. While that likely saved the fouling of many a beach and estuary, much of this atomized oil remains suspended in the water column or fell to the Gulf's floor, affecting bottom dwellers such as crustaceans. But if one prevailing theme came out of their waterfront news conference, it's that the millions of dollars committed by BP for restoration projects in Florida are being spent haphazardly. The money, they say, is going to projects like ferry services and repairing docks and businesses affected by the spill, but not for projects that would improve the long-term health of the Gulf. The state has announced it's ready to spend $100 million on projects paid for by an agreement with BP, but White says there's no comprehensive restoration plan put in place to make sure the money goes where it's most needed. That, he said, would be a comprehensive study of the marine life in the Gulf, creating a baseline to determine if the ecosystem is getting healthier or not.
We need to get these industries that are making all this money off of our natural resources and off of our coastal resources to make the investments that we need to have to get the information that we're looking for. So, you know, it's the cost of business for doing them. They're making a lot of money off of our coasts and our natural resources, and we shouldn't be depending on the taxpayers to come up with the money we need to do the research that we need to find a baseline for the resources that they're impacting.
White's concern was echoed by USF oceanographer Bob Weisberg.
We need to lay down an observing system for the Gulf of Mexico, for the coastal ocean in particular, because that's where society meets the sea. That's where we live. That's where we recreate. That's where our fisheries are. And nobody is willing to take responsibility for doing that.
That's a mantra that Weisberg says he's been repeating for the past 4 years. Steve Newborn, WUSF 89.7 News.